We continue our ghost busting at the Creamery this week. Unfortunately, Jason, who plays our CEO, can't make the game and leaves us leaderless. But we struggle on, especially since Jeff is back and brings in his character. We move out from the Creamery into a local cemetery and do our best to catch some ghosts. Now, we give the aid rules a whirl this time, and just so you know, we get them wrong this week. Next episode, we get them right, and we'll explain that then. Better late than never. Oh, and there's a link in the show notes if you, like myself, didn't get the Pinter reference. A link to the Inspector's publisher, Memento Mori, will also be in the show notes. Pick up a copy. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our Facebook page. Or give us a call, 502-4141-ROO, that's 502-4141-766. And go ahead and leave us a message. We're going to lose our phone number from Google if we don't get some messages soon. You can also send us some email, roy@roosackgamers.com. Now, enjoy the show. This is the fun one.
Lifting, falling, floating, weightless, coming, calling, home.
No.
I love Joe's
absolutely
face.
Absolutely not.
So.
All right. So what I've come to work here. I'm
hold on. Would you like to introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
And then you can jump right in with your exciting news.
Yeah.
That you're going to play tonight.
I was just. Oh, I'm sorry. Roy's decided it's time to record, everybody.
No.
Well, he did that while we were singing.
Yeah.
You friggin' fascist.
I prefer sound.
That's it. I'm. Scoop and game.
Scoop and go.
Scoop.
Scoop and go.
Scoop and go.
All right.
That's what I eat.
Are we recording, Roy?
Yeah, we're recording. Okay. We're recording now.
Hi, good evening. This is Roosack Gamers. Welcome to us screwing up games even more. Hi, I'm Todd. I will be your GM this evening. And to my left is...
Hi, I'm Jeff. And I'm just jumping into the game tonight. We're playing Inspectors and... I'm just anxious to get to it. And I believe the motto is killing games one rule at a time.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
And next to you is?
I'm Doug.
I'm Joe.
I'm Bill.
I'm Roy.
Hey.
And Jason's not here. He had to take a night off.
Under the weather.
That's right.
Under the weather.
We are still playing Inspectors.
So our CEO got fed up and left us there.
Yeah, he did. So I tell you what.
He's in a conference spending all the money you guys are earning.
No, we're trying to earn money right now.
Right.
So Jeff, if you want to describe your character real quick, and then I've got a rules thing that I need to go over real quick after you get done.
All right. My, the character I'm bringing in, his name is Barry Moore, alias B Moore. Date of birth, I don't have that yet. He looks like he's vaguely under 30, but well maintained. His next of kin is his Aunt Sharon. And I don't know what his position is yet that needs to be filled. I guess he's let's call him the face man. Do we have a face man?
I'm kind of the man about town, ex-travel agent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what is your contacts are high?
PR.
Four. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where else to go.
You guys could be a tag.
You could be the face man because you know he's not the face man.
I'm the real face man.
You're the real face man. The real face man.
And Joe, you're the face man because you know he's not the real face man.
No, I'm a little more unsavory about it. Plus, I'm the resident skeptic, so
okay.
I don't believe any of this nonsense.
Barry is moderately handsome and with a well-maintained slovenliness. He is an out-of-work actor. Well, he's just in between jobs right now.
Because all actors are.
Come on.
That's why it's funny.
Tom Hanks is about the only person who's not.
And
are you considered out of work if you get residuals?
Anyway, his talent, his weird ability is mimicry and impressions. Judy.
Do it again. Do it again. You sound just like him. Judy.
How you do that?
Judy.
Stunning.
Yeah, see, we've lost Joe because we've done.
Because Joe's never seen Andy Griffith, which explains
not
a lot.
One episode.
You need to watch like the first three seasons.
I cannot make it past that horrible whistling. It's the most I've never heard this before. What is that?
If you don't stop, we're gonna have to pay royalties.
I know.
Is it hard being that cool, Joe?
It's that old. It might be.
It's not hard. It comes natural.
Public domain. Yeah.
You don't go to the gym or lift weights because being that cool is a workout in of itself.
I do go to the gym, and it's just natural, Jeff.
You go to the gym, really? Yeah.
Quick rules thing, and this is a clarification. You started off with 7 dice.
Yes.
Correct. 7 franchise dice, which yes. you distributed however you distributed them. You had to earn 14. Which is typically what you do is you double the amount of dice you have, and that's what you have to earn. So what, and I wanted to, because Bill had that puzzling look that Bill gets.
When it doesn't quite grok.
It's kind of like
a dog who hears a siren.
Yeah, who hears a siren, he just turns his head. That's what Bill does. Yeah. So what I looked at is that
And you know what? You're never arguing. You just want to clarify. Yeah, it's you always are very kind about it. You're just like, I just want to get it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you're not making any sense.
So what it is that the dice that you earn sit in a pool all by themselves, and you do not use them. They cannot go into your bank. They don't go on your credit card. Oops. They don't go anywhere. That's okay.
We can't borrow against the money we're making.
You can't borrow against the money
even,
you
even
have
though we
not
have
made.
It in our pocket.
That's
Even though we get it in our pocket, it's not technically in your pocket.
Yeah, it's not technically in your pocket yet. You're just earning towards that. So whatever dice you earned last week, I mean, you don't even have to put dice out. You can just put tick marks because you don't get them until it's over.
Right.
So
can we use
chips? Does that make more sense?
Can we use chips and just put them out here?
That's fine. So how many?
I got them right here. I can figure this out. We earned 8
last week.
Mm-hmm.
You earned 8?
Yeah.
But you only needed 8. You only needed 7. Or you need
14.
14. Oh, okay. So you can't just use the ones you've started with and add them together.
So that's pretty much everything in our pool.
You all have already spent all the money.
There you go. There's our 8.
So you're down to 4?
That's it.
See?
This is all that's left.
Yeah. Now the thing about those dice is that anybody can use them at any time. All right.
I'm going to use it now.
And you can. And then everybody's going,
but.
So, help me. Last week, you guys destroyed the vat of Rocky Road, but let's go over real quick what we did last week so you'll kind of have an idea.
Oh, yeah. And then let's do the interview. That sounds awesome.
All right. So it's kind of like the office type thing. We introduced where the building was, where your headquarters were, which is the Rose on Bardstown Road. Are you familiar with that one? The Rose series of office buildings.
Just up from Great Escape across from Kroger's.
And a guy, an investor, met with you at early. It was what, like 5 or 6 in the morning?
Myron Simmons.
So Myron comes in and says that he'll invest in the company, but he wanted to see, how you guys,
functioned.
So he set you up with a client who runs an ice cream. It's not an ice cream store. It's where they make ice cream.
Jack Miller.
A creamery.
Very good. And then you guys did some research. You got some equipment. Found out about the ghost cream.
What's Jack's last name?
Miller.
Jack Miller.
Yeah. And the ghost milk from the phantom cows.
Haunted
cows, that's it.
Possessed,
yeah. Because in the middle 1800s, it was, the creamery is down in Distillery Commons near Cave Hill Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, used to be a, dairy farm back in the 1830s and 1840s. That's what we've said it was.
Not true, though.
No. I thought we said the cows were from Fancy Farm.
They are. They're from Fancy Farm, but I'm saying is that area used to be
so they're angry
a dairy
haunted
farm.
Cows.
Right.
A dairy farm, but the cows
back
are from Fancy
Farm. Became Cave Hill?
No, it's a long
time ago.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Area beside Cave Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, where Distillery Headliners. Commons is.
And when the farm are practicing in some unsavory acts
that's
of witchcraft.
Right. That's right. That's
so the ghost milk isn't coming in from Fancy Farm. The ghost milk is coming from the ghosts on the land. Because I thought we were saying that the haunted cows were in Fancy Farm and the
who
milk was being brought in.
I mean, you can make it up. You're the one who made all that up.
We made it up. I made it up that the ghosts were possessed.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Roy later on.
The cows were possessed.
The ghosts were possessed by cows?
Yeah. This is a very confusing game.
And then later on it was established that it was the interaction of the ecto milk and the nuts in the rocky road.
Right.
Which created the substance that was drawing the ghosts from Cave Hill.
Because Jason established that it was the rocky road ice cream that was always being haunted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Roy established that it was the nuts that were causing the effect.
And I tested them using my chemical powder, my chemical agent, that was remarkably like Pop Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Which melted the vat.
Yeah, he poured it in there, and it all just bubbled up, and you kept on hearing, you heard laughter, and who was it? Was it you that saw the actual... the ghost or the forms.
Yes.
Doug saw the forms. Everybody else came running. They disappeared when everybody came around the corner. And when Roy poured whatever it was that he poured on the ice cream, it all just melted away. And you heard kind of after that, and then heard a rattle up in the rafters, and then it's quiet. And I think that's where we ended. All right. Since we ended there, Barry is a new employee
and
comes
late.
In. Yeah. And,
well.
And for the purposes of this.
Can we do that to each other in this game? That doesn't seem.
For the purposes of this, imagine the office when they're all sitting in that conference room and they're talking to the documentary crew. This is a la The Office.
Barry
is, newly minted employee. He's newer than the rest of you guys. Is that right?
Oh, I thought I was coming in for my interview.
Okay, you want to come in for your interview?
That's fine. Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah. All right, of course, so I'm going to have to be hired, though, because I've gone all the trouble of writing down some stuff on this paper.
So you come in for the interview, and the CEO is not there. He has decided to go on a drinking binge. but what do you guys want to ask him?
Hi, Barry Moore.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projection, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance?
Of course I do. Well,
steganography.
I'm an actor. I can believe whatever I need to believe.
Okay.
To make the reality real. Here, I've got my resume. It's got a headshot on the back.
A little signed 5x7, a little glossy.
No, it's an 8x10.
8x10.
And you flip it over and it's got, and you'll notice some of the roles. I have played. I've had some ghostly roles, so I do have some experience with the type of things you are dealing with. I played the ghost in Hamlet in college and recently in the community theater here. I was Banquo, and I haunted Macbeth. So I really understand what ghosts are going through and what they've been through, so I can be an asset.
You're in the mindset, man. You are in the zone of what a ghost thinks and feels and believes and lusts.
Yes. I really inhabited that those characters. I know what ghosts think.
I think we should hire him.
I'm going to get some coffee.
I'll take cream and sugar in mine. Thank you.
I'm not getting you coffee.
We should definitely hire him. I'm not mopping the lab anymore.
Your coffee guy's not
but
very nice.
You're so good at it.
I'm no longer last on the totem pole.
Right,
if we hire him.
You guys are interviewing him, so you can ask him whatever you want.
Oh shoot, I'm all ears.
Okay.
Do you have any problem with being electrocuted?
If there's an award possibly for the role, nope. Hmm. I do prefer method, so I would like to come as close to being electrocuted as possible. But other than that, no, I don't. I guess not.
Hmm. Does that go for being set on fire too?
Same answer.
I would like to know what you don't believe in.
Thank you for the coffee. What I don't believe
That's
in?
That's not yours.
Did you just steal his coffee?
Yeah. He came in and put it on the table and I pick it up and go, thank you. And
so here's
the
deal.
And I take a sip of it. And I go, and I just sit down like as I'm answering your question, thank you. This is good.
See, here's the deal. We don't really have never even seen ghosts. We're kind of exposing.
Dude, I have.
Exposing shams, shammery, hooey. So with all your beliefs, I just want to know what it is you don't believe in. What are you skeptical about? What do you think critically about? What do you think is not real?
I think that it's all an illusion. Everything. I mean, how do we know that we're really here? I mean, you and me, how do we know? How do we know we're not a figment? And I'm sorry, Mr. Rocket.
Mr. Rocket.
Mr. Rocket's imagination there. I mean, and isn't that just an extension of another unbelief or an extended reality? I mean, who's to say? Who's to say? I mean, can you prove man that they don't exist?
Man, if I can catch one, then I'll believe.
I think we just need to keep an open mind and believe.
Can you hold this for a minute?
Yeah.
It's a jumper cable.
Okay.
Red end or black end?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, let me put down
one in each hand.
Let me put down my coffee.
Okay. Have this coffee one. I'm going to
go get another cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm done here. I've heard enough.
You're in a dark alley, and a werewolf is ripping the entrails out of our client.
Wait, one moment. And scene, go.
What do you do?
Am I armed? What was I doing before I got to the alleyway?
Screaming, I would imagine.
Before I got to the alleyway?
In the alleyway.
So this is the moment where my character comes to fruition, where I fight off my own demons?
Yes.
I pull the machete from my backpack, and I charge bravely at this werewolf, and I decapitate him. Scene.
All right, he's in. Yo, Hamlet, you want a sandwich?
Oh, I like that. Forsooth, I do.
Let's go back to where we were in the creamery.
Mm-hmm.
And for the purposes, the CEO has been called off, and Barry has shown up late. Why have you shown up late, Barry?
I couldn't catch. I missed my bus.
He missed his bus. There we go. Because you know damn well you don't have a car.
No.
All right. And I should have done this last week, but Doug is the only one who saw the ghost.
Right.
Right? Let's go ahead and do a stress roll for Doug.
Okay. How many?
Let's go for two. And you know how that works, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what you here, you actually want the idea. You know, you want high.
You want high, but you want fewer dice.
Oh. Hmm? You want high, but you want fewer dice.
Right.
So you've got two dice.
Six.
Too cool for school.
You're right. Sorry. You take the lowest.
Oh, you take the, yeah, that's right.
Six and a five.
Blase.
Five.
No effects. You just don't care.
Ghosts.
That's right. On the other effects, you always take the highest. Right. On this, you take the lowest. Lowest. Thank you, Bill. Okay. So you've heard the... all that going out, and now the entire creamery is quiet, except other than the whirring of the machines and all the other stuff normally going on. Excuse me.
I'll retrieve the protoplasm detector from the vat.
Okay.
If we haven't done that yet already.
Okay. That's right. It exploded, and you all.
No. It overheated.
I'm not there
it
yet.
Overheated.
Right? I'm not there yet.
Overheated.
Right? I know. Okay.
It overheated. But it exploded, remember? Because it covered you all in all this. All
no,
this
that
goop.
Was his Pop Rocks.
Oh, Pop Rocks. Okay, they did. Sorry.
Turned it stinky.
Yeah. So all this stuff, you're covered in this ooze and gel, and it smells like Limburger cheese. That's where you are right now.
This only happened because it was haunted, though.
So now you've come in, and they reek.
Barry, come over here and wipe this off of everybody. Dude, come on.
Is this
towels are over there?
All right, I'll go get the towels and throw them to people. And I go, is smelling like shit part of the job?
Pretty much.
That's a bonus.
Okay. So you guys are kind of at a standstill at this point. You're still inside the creamery, but there's nothing going on.
Where did the ghost go? Because I saw the ghost and then disappeared, didn't
it? Yeah, it disappeared, but what you heard was all that rattling up in the rafters went towards the exit, towards the front.
Okay.
That's where you heard. It sounded like, I mean, if it made a sound, it made like beaten feet all the way through these rafters, all the way towards the front entrance.
Which way did this thing go?
Yeah, it sounded like it went through the rafters towards the entrance.
I go after it.
We should, yes. I'll come with you.
You need to clean these guys off.
I gave them towels. Let's go.
Okay.
Are you the supervisor? Okay. I mean, are you just general?
I'm your supervisor, buddy.
No, you're not.
Don't forget the net. We need the net.
The CEO's in charge, and he's not here right now. I think we should put it to a vote.
This is not a democracy.
No. David's the COO.
David's the COO.
COO. All right, well.
It's Bernie, by the way.
Bernie, sorry.
Yeah, okay, you can call me David, whatever you feel like.
You're David.
Yeah, you guys, I don't care. Just
David's the COO. That's what we said.
I'm what?
Doctor?
Yeah, I thought I was the treasurer or something.
Yeah,
I'm
the
treasurer. No, I'm the treasurer.
Yeah, I have no position.
Yeah, next to Bernie, the position's blank right now. We didn't fill anything in. Next to Tommy, we didn't fill anything in.
I'm crew.
So not giving orders.
You're the COO.
I'm crew.
I have seniority over you, buddy.
I'm crew.
I have seniority over you. I've got more time in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a union shop?
It will be when you're finished paying your dues.
I'm going to go investigate. You stand here and give orders.
Where are you going?
I'm going to head to the front of the building where he says he heard the
thing. I'll walk faster in front of him.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just sort of jostling each other fast walking to the front of the building.
Okay, so you guys walk to the front. Who goes?
I'll go behind him. I'll walk up slowly behind them.
Yeah, I'll go with Doug's character.
Okay.
Isn't anyone going to get the net? I say as everyone walks off without me.
Are you going to get the net?
I suppose.
Okay.
We will exit stage right, go to the door.
Go to the front of the building.
Yes. Yes.
And you notice as you come out there, the front of the building, actually, once you walk out, and if you walk out and you look straight across the street, you see the walls of Cave Hill Cemetery. It's actually on the backside of Cave Hill Cemetery.
Across the street?
Yep. And the brick walls that go through there, there's actually some, I think there's some razor wire around there.
Yeah, there is.
But some of the wall is kind of broken, like it's actually collapsed on itself. But, it looks relatively new. It doesn't look like it's been there for a long time.
Let's go check it out.
Do you have a detector or something we can use on this?
I hand him the detector covered in melted ice cream. Yeah, there you go.
Vanilla.
Rocky Road.
Oh, Rocky Road.
Yeah. Well, once you get up to the wall, like I said, it looks like it's broken. You know, you can kind of look through it, and you see the backside of the cemetery. Matter of fact, you see parts of the Civil War. If you've ever been over there, how the Civil War headstones all line up like they do at Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that they're lined up over there. So you're on the backside if you know where that is. If you've been in there.
And the wall has been broken from all the paranormal activity?
It looks like it's been broken. I don't know if it's paranormal activity or not.
I know
I'm trying to claim that.
Okay.
I know I'm.
Go ahead.
I'm new to all this, but if I were a ghost, I think I would be most at home in there, in the cemetery.
So what are you, noob?
You think somebody's breaking in?
No,
into
I
the cemetery.
I think if I was a ghost, I'd want to break out of the cemetery. Walls. Well,
the cemetery is where they live. But the Rocky Road was over there.
In a manner of speaking.
Maybe they broke out because they got hungry.
Point on that one, yes.
How are you gonna verify what you just said?
Well, I just built a pun.
EMF.
It's clear from the way the wall has been disrupted and broken and torn up.
Well, don't we have an EMF thing to wave around? Wave that around. Wave that around, Doc.
I'm a paranormal encyclopedia.
Well, then why don't you do an academics test?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
And I get a plus one die on that, right?
For the encyclopedia? Yes, yeah. You do.
High stack.
I got a 5.
A 5. Good. Describe the result and gain a franchise die.
Woo-hoo.
Yay, Bill!
Describe the result.
As you can see clearly from the way the wall is falling apart here, this is caused by the paranormal activity, the ectoplasmic reaction with this inferior material of this fairly new wall. And as they come out to go to get the ice cream, that's when it falls apart. It's clear this opening is caused by the ghost coming across.
I was going to say, it feels damp.
That's one of the effects. Yes.
Yes.
Quite, yes.
Okay, so we got a broken wall.
You're smart.
Yeah, you've got a broken wall.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are a wise man.
And according to
I'm gonna hang out next to him.
Okay. According to Dr. David over there,
to absorb stuff by osmosis.
It's by ectoplasmic goo.
It's definitely something.
Definitely goo, right?
How familiar are
you with goos, dude?
Now, mind you, this is
goos.
This is probably 2 or 3 in the morning. That right now.
Well, of course it's damp.
So are we going in?
Sure. Scared, newbie?
No.
So let's go.
What do you think, doctor?
I go right in.
Well, if we're going to catch the ghost, we have to go where the ghost is.
You're a doctor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the professor. I go, what do you think, professor? Do you think we should go in?
No, I'm a doctor.
Doctor. What do you think, doctor? Do you think we should go in?
Well, that is where the ghost is.
By all means.
Could you carry that?
It certainly.
I use my tablet like a flashlight.
Okay.
I will, as I walk behind the doctor, I take on his mannerisms, the way he walks, the way he shuffles.
Okay.
And stuff, as I'm carrying the stuff. I pull out a fake pair of glasses if he's wearing some and put them on.
Are you wearing glasses?
I would imagine so. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I pull out a fake pair of glasses, don't really have any lenses in them, and I put them on and just sort of adjust them. So
okay.
Walking behind him.
All right. So now you're walking through Cave Hill Cemetery. What direction are you going in?
That way.
What do we have to do to fix the detector? I mean, does it...
Technology. Do you want to fix it?
No, I don't want to touch
it. No, you're the one who brought it up. You fix the detector.
I like that.
This is what got us into trouble before.
That's how technology works.
Oh, because Doug has the lowest technology here, and he's the highest technologically savvy player at the table.
Yep. And
he kept
coming up with ideas and wouldn't shut up.
All right, Doug.
Can we help? Is there help?
That doesn't always mean anything because I have the highest technology, or I think I have the highest technology score. Of anyone playing, I have a 3.
I have a 3.
But I kept failing rolls.
Is there helping? Can we help, Doug?
Is there help? Yeah, there is actually a helping function. Hold on, let me.
I'd like to assist.
Well, doesn't Roy? Can Roy assist? You're the most technologically savvy.
Hold on. Let me see the help because I read about that today.
So yeah,
teamwork. You can preview your chances by acting as a team.
There goes that idea.
Yeah, no kidding. May announce assisting actions and roll their skill dice as normal.
What page are you on?
I'm on 28.
Page 28.
Yeah.
In your hymnals.
Okay, you roll that particular skill. Hmm. Okay? And even if you roll a 1, you got to give them a 1.
You roll your skill and hand me the highest die.
Right.
Ah, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So do we describe how we're helping? Is that
absolutely,
how that works?
Yeah. How would you help him? Since he's the one who came up with the idea, and he's sitting...
He starts
Not going to describe it. You can describe it, Mr. One Technology.
I'll hand him the towels.
Yeah. Roll it.
4.
4. So hand him a 4.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to help?
I'll describe the
Well, roll first. And then describe it.
Right.
Okay.
Because you might roll a 1 and go, I give him some peanut butter.
Ooh, that's a good point. I'll go ahead and roll because I know what I like to do.
6.
6.
Sweet.
I hand him over the rice that I've been saving for lunch this week. And this is... extremely good jasmine rice, really good absorbing liquid.
Jasmine rice is the best.
Yeah, 6.
Now, we don't really need to help yet, but I rolled. I got a 5. I explain the circuitry design that best picks up on ghostly
emanations.
Emanations.
Okay. Doug?
Do I need to roll now?
Yeah, roll. Still roll.
But my results based on the die that I was given, not necessarily my die.
Yeah,
right?
let me make sure of that.
Yeah. So what's the downside?
Well, I mean, the downside is if you all guys rolled ones, then you know he's still got to roll and he's got to get something better.
I don't see that as a downside.
Yeah, teamwork never hurts the person you're trying to help. At minimum, you won't contribute anything worthwhile.
Oh, okay.
And you can end up hosing yourself. So, yeah. So go ahead and roll.
How do you hose yourself, though?
Five.
By asking for help and only getting ones.
Mm.
So you got a six, which you get.
Two franchise dice.
Two franchise dice.
Yay!
And describe it.
We're four away.
Amazing.
So using the towels, the peanut butter, and the expert advice from our resident genius.
Not peanut butter.
Rice. I rinse off the detector,
mm-hmm.
and then use the towels to blot off the excess water,
mm-hmm.
and then tightly pack it in the rice to get the rest of it out of it.
Okay.
Managing to not pour the water over the important bits of the circuit, as our resident genius points it out. Don't get that part wet.
Okay. Sounds good. So now your detector is back, and you are standing in the Confederate section of Cave Hill Cemetery at 3 o'clock in the morning.
So let's find out where the ghost is.
Okay. Roll a technology. You're going to use the device, I'm assuming.
He's the one who keeps asking where the ghost is.
Would you like some help with that? Can I assist you in your endeavor?
Am I talking out loud again?
Why no? Why do you ask?
Oh, sometimes I do that. I think out loud.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's very... Oh, yes, okay.
So since this is obviously a ripe area for...
Obviously.
Permutations.
Yes, yeah. Obviously.
Ghosty permutation, mm-hmm. Doctor.
Paranormal encyclopedia, as I'm detecting?
No, but you're using a device to do it. How's that going to help using the device?
I know which way to point it.
Okay.
Ooh!
That's fine.
That was good.
Yes, I do concur with his assessment.
good God, man. He's rolling like gangbusters tonight.
It's been like this the whole time. Nobody's ever...
Well, right. That's not true. Last time we were failing all over the place.
No, you weren't. Describe the amazing result.
The detector, freshly cleaned and packed with rice,
mm-hmm.
Smelling
like jasmine.
Than it ever has.
Smells like jasmine.
Did you roll anything?
Just throwing it in there. Sorry.
Actually, it's working so well that it's almost like a faint trail can be seen leading to the source of the nightly raids.
Almost like a laser pointer?
No, more like a haunting fog.
Like an ethereal pathway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you see this ethereal pathway. It's actually heading up the hill. And you notice that it's, strangely enough, it's going past a familiar spot in Cave Hill. It goes right up to the crest and past where Colonel Sanders is.
I'll push the net that way.
Okay. So you're dragging the net and you go up and over and it goes past, it kind of like, it makes a circle around Colonel Sanders and then goes kind of on down the hill a little bit towards maybe towards the back of the cemetery on the side closer to Grinstead Drive.
Okay.
Keep following?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's called Cave Hill because there are caves back there. And
hills.
And hills. And you notice that it disappears into a small little cavern entrance. And when I mean small, it's maybe about four feet tall, about 3 feet wide.
That's not that small.
Yes, Tommy, go find the ghost.
Absolutely.
I'll go in.
I gotta get paid.
Okay. I'll go in.
I hunch down and turn on my tablet, and I Google Play, click on the flashlight app, and
give me a tech roll.
Six. That's it, isn't it?
That's it.
All right. You guys can stop here now or you can go on.
No,
go on. We want to find the ghost.
Okay.
Do we lose dice?
You can lose dice, yeah.
You can lose dice, but it's bank dice, and you haven't gotten into the bank yet.
Nope. Okay, so
describe it.
The light comes on, mm-hmm. and it starts glowing off phosphorescent crystals
mm-hmm.
in the cavern
mm-hmm.
that seemed to line up with the weird trailing emanations that the doctor was following.
Okay.
OK.
Okay.
So it leads us right into the cave even all right. deeper.
So who all is going in?
I am.
I'll continue to push the neck
Is it drop off down inside?
Well, I mean, it's kind of sloping down, but it doesn't drop straight off.
So we could wheel the net in?
I don't know if we had to climb or if there has
not
to be
yet. No, I mean, you haven't gone in too far. That's why I want to kind of know who's going in first.
Yeah, I'll go in first. I've got.
I'm already in front.
I'm helping.
You've got the light.
Yeah. He's just.
I'm holding the light up.
Okay. Well, then I'll get ahead of him.
So I'm helping with the net.
He can light the way for me as I go.
So now he's in front of the light, and he's casting a much bigger shadow in front of himself.
Okay.
You're not holding the light right.
I am holding it right for me, newbie.
You are not holding the light right. I look over my glasses at him.
Have you even looked at the employee manual yet?
I don't think so. Yes.
So
I have an extra one if you need it.
Why, thank you.
Other than these two, are the rest of you going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll continue to push them.
All right. So y'all are, unless I'm one of y'all are.
Assisting with the net.
Do we have a
really,
rope?
Really small.
If we want rope, can we have rope or something, or is that?
Roll it up. Right now. You just said it.
I want some rope.
Okay.
I want to have rope. Like,
all right.
Because I spelunk on the weekends.
Okay.
Athletic roll then, right?
All right. No, it's not an athletic. That's a tech roll.
It's still a tech roll?
Tech?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Not contacts?
Nope.
No.
I know this guy at the hiking place.
Athletics or tech, but, you know.
No,
it's athletics.
I mean,
he wants the rope.
He wants a thing.
No. Nope.
That's technology?
Yep.
Damn. All right. 5, baby.
5. You've got some, nice silk rope sitting in the back
some
of your
spelunking gear,
backpack.
Like, yeah, here, use this. Let's belay in case it drops off on us, so we tie everybody together.
That's a good point. He does need to go first.
Okay. Okay.
I'll go first because I'm athletic.
Okay. So you go in. You go in and
yes.
You keep going. All right, and you're first?
Yes.
All right, make your athletics roll.
All right. And that way we can help each other with a belaying rope if we want to. As I'm climbing
roll
through.
It.
I'll help him.
Too late.
Six.
Describe it.
Four.
What happens?
Two
more dice if you're counting.
Yeah. Describe what happens?
Yeah, you're going in. You've tied everybody up. Now what happens?
It comes to a drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
And I jump down and grab with the tips of my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And then climb on down and tell everybody, come on down.
How far does it go down?
30 feet.
30 feet. Okay.
And I say, come on down. I need more light.
All right. So you've got enough rope.
Yep. I go in.
And it goes on in.
Do I need to roll? Athletics?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. I'll tie off the net and start lowering it down with the rope.
Okay.
Be very careful with that.
Athletics roll.
I want to help him.
Roll it.
Too late.
Is it too late?
Yep.
Is it?
Yep.
Well,
Yep.
Doug's already rolled.
Five.
That's another die.
That's one more. Describe what happens when you lower it down.
I start lowering the rope down, and the net starts spinning a little bit, and it looks like it's going to hit the side of the wall, but I push the rope out a little bit further, and
mm-hmm.
it just goes right past that the outcropping of the rock
uh-huh.
and lands perfectly at the bottom.
Like okay. a Mars lander.
Like yes. the Mars lander. Nice. Okay. So you've got this down here.
Very good.
And then.
I concur. Very good.
Out of nowhere, you see an apparition.
What?
You see another apparition. And it's actually, you're kind of in a larger cavern, but you see it over on the other side.
Yo, Bernie. Right there, buddy. Right there.
I
look at it. Right there.
The net.
Okay. No, wait. Stress rolls.
Oh.
Two dice.
In just two dice?
Two dice. Yeah.
Does my stress matter? I just rolled two dice? Or?
Just roll two dice.
And take the word.
Is my stress? I've already seen this ghost.
Yeah. No, just one die for you.
Okay.
So, three.
You take the lower. So
three.
It's a three?
Three.
Oh, two.
A two.
I also got two.
Four.
Use two dice from an appropriate skill.
I got a two.
So did I. Lose two. What's the appropriate skill for? Do you tell us the skill, or do we pick it?
Probably what's most appropriate here, which I would say physical.
Okay, well that takes me to a zero.
Yep. Lose two dice from appropriate skill or one die from two skills.
So I got to go with one die from two.
Okay.
What if you got a three?
A three is stressed. Lose a die from an appropriate skill. So just one die from one skill. Anybody get a one?
I'm going to say the apparition startles me and I turn and twist my ankle so my athletics drops.
Sounds good. Roy, what'd you
get? I got a four.
Okay. Four is annoyed. Suffer a one die penalty to your next skill roll, no matter where or when you perform it.
So what's another skill? Athletics and?
Academics.
I mean, do you pick it or
no,
do
you
I pick it?
It? You...
I'll go academics then.
Okay.
I rolled a two. I'm frazzled.
Okay.
This is like one of the first times I've actually been able to see these things. I've been studying forever. I know everything about it.
Okay.
I become absorbed in watching it. I'll lose a die from my academics and my technology.
Okay. Doug?
That is so cool.
Captivated.
Frazzled, I'll take two out of athletics.
Okay.
All right. I still would like to fire the net.
All right. Go ahead and do a technology roll.
I will. Technology?
For using a piece of equipment.
Oh.
Anybody want to help me aim this thing?
Oh, yeah, I would like to help him.
I'll help you.
Just make sure you turn the safety off.
I
had the other dice in there, so.
I think we should give him a bank die for this, too.
Technology. Six. I will.
There's a six.
How are you helping him?
I go back to him, and I'm holding it steady so that he can more accurately aim it.
I will drop to the ground.
Okay.
To get out of the way.
Okay.
Can I do that as athletics?
Yeah.
Okay. I will drop to the ground just to, because I'm in front, and just.
Okay.
Get out of the way. Four.
Four.
Two and four.
So I think he's got it. I think he's already got a six.
I've already got a six.
Okay. So you got your six. Five. So go ahead. Describe what happens, Joe.
Plasmanet goes off. Kapow! Perfectly. Flies through the darkness of the cave like a...
Perfectly shot arrow.
Perfectly shot and aimed. And it just engulfs the ethereal, spectral nonsense. Yeah.
Good shot.
Good shot.
You hear laughing.
Like that? Or
from the net?
A little giggling?
It's giggling. It's irritating giggling is what it is.
Another roll? Stress roll?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not yet. It's irritating. I mean, it's just, it kind of hacks you off.
I look at the doc and ask him, did we catch it or did we
tickle
it?
What do we do now?
Do we take it back to the container?
We take it back to the container.
Thanks, doctors.
Doctors.
Let's go.
Well, the net falls back to the ground. Okay. And what do you do?
It didn't catch it.
The net falls back to the ground. I mean, the net's a physical thing. Is that right?
It's a plasmatic net made to catch.
Okay, so is it an energy beam like in Ghostbusters, or is it a physical net?
I thought it was more like a energy encased net, like electricity running through.
Oh, okay.
This thing. All
right. So if this is an energy, so I wasn't quite sure exactly what it is. So this energy type thing, and then there's the kind of the ghosts are kind of in there, and you see them kind of moving around. And that's it. They're still just kind of moving around.
Well, hit the button to retract the net or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what now?
Right. So you hit the button.
What do we do now?
And you do what?
I looked in the trap, Ray.
I don't know a thing about it. I just fired it. That's the dog.
We retract the net.
Okay,
capturing the ghost.
You retract the net, and it comes back down, and the ghosts are just kind of still up there.
Shoot it again, Ray.
Wait, maybe.
Is there a hole in this net?
Is there some other way to approach? I say, wait! We want to help you. We wish to free you from your spectral bonds.
How many ghosts are there?
There was two up there. You saw.
I want to do a... Can I try to persuade the ghost to come
down? How are you going to do it?
With personality.
With panache.
With panache. What? I mean, with what? Contact?
Contact.
Go ahead. Give it a shot.
I want to... Wait!
What? Roll it first, then you can describe it.
Okay.
I want to help him.
What is yours? One.
One. I want to help him. Oh, he rolled first.
I got a four.
You got a four?
Yeah, I got a four. Oh, wait. Okay.
Includes a
Do I get to add my die if I can do an impersonation? I'm trying to impersonate a ghost I've played.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to add a die here. Another four.
Still a four.
I'm really four.
It's still a success.
I'm very four.
It's a success with a negative or humorous consequence.
Go ahead. You can describe that, but it has to have a negative or humorous consequence.
I say, oh, we wish to help you, to talk to you. And it goes, it comes down and it goes into my body. And controls me.
Well, it goes. It doesn't
slime you.
No, it doesn't slime me. It actually goes in to my body, I guess, to talk to us or whatever you want. So you basically take over my character for a moment or whatever. You know, I mean, it's successful. We want to help you. We want to talk to you. And so now it's going to come down and talk to us, but it's doing so through my body.
Okay.
And, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, you see the ghost come in and it takes over his body and all of a sudden Barry stands up rigid straight and goes, I want me some Rocky Road. I want me some Rocky Road. You guys gotta give me some Rocky Road. And I, give me some Rocky Road.
Wait, how many ghosts went into Barry?
Both of them. Give me some Rocky Road.
What does the other one say?
We gotta get us some Rocky Road. Come on, man.
But you gotta do both voices.
Okay. You gotta give me some Rocky Road. Get him some damn Rocky Road. Here's what I'm telling you. Just.
I am speaking to the entity inside of Barry.
Oh, damn it. We know that. We want some damn Rocky Road.
Who are you?
Dude. Why does he keep talking?
I think we have some Rocky Road back in our offices.
Okay.
Let's take him back there, and he can have all the Rocky Road he wants.
No. We like the Rocky Road in
delivered
in the ice cream place.
Well, that got destroyed with Mr. Happy's chemicals.
I've got sprinkles.
Give us some Rocky Road.
We got no more Rocky Road over there, dude.
Give us some Rocky
Road. It's all
road.
Gone.
No, man. Give me some Rocky Road.
You're going to have to settle for some heavenly hash.
Give me some Rocky Road. Give us some Rocky Road.
Orange chocolate chip.
Chunky monkey.
We want Rocky Road. We want Rocky Road. We want Rocky Road.
Banana berry blast.
We want Rocky Road.
There's no more Rocky Road, dude. You're going to have to wait. When? I know the craving. I know the craving.
When?
Tomorrow night.
Hey, wait. I got an idea.
What's that?
I fire the net again.
Jeff. Do it.
I'd like to help with that.
Technology roll. Go ahead.
I'm going to help with athletics. I'm going to duck.
Okay.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, I threw too many dice. Hold on.
We'll just take off the highest one.
I got 2 sixes and a four.
Sweet.
All right. He ducks.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
And I fire the net to capture Barry and the two ghosts that are in him now that they have a physical container. Oh, look at that.
Another six. You fire it off. You capture.
And the net wraps perfectly around Barry, containing him and the ghosts.
Okay. All right. Now what are you going to do with it?
Now let's take him back to the office.
How are you going to get him up there?
Athletics.
We're all tied together. Just climb up and
okay.
And
okay. So they're going to pull you and the big tank thing.
Yes.
Up a 30-foot cliff.
It's not a tank. It's a suitcase.
The big suitcase thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you want me to do the main role?
No. Doug's making the role.
Doug did say it.
Yeah.
Doug did say it.
Oh.
I have a zero, so.
I'll help.
I'm definitely going to help.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Hey. Thank you.
A five.
And two.
What I do is I go up, I climb up the escarpment up there, but I'm a little tired from climbing back up, so I'm just able to help him pull that rope up.
Doug, what happens?
Two fours. With the two of us pulling the rope, it's easy. We haul them both up. We get them both up. Barry bounces into the side a couple times, but other than a few scratches, he's fine. He's fine.
Okay. All right. You come back up. You drag Barry. What?
Ask for my dice, man.
You drag Barry back up into Cave Hill. So now what are you going to do? You're sitting out in the darkness probably about, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning
now. 4:30.
We go back to the base.
We'll drag him back to the van and drive him back to their office.
Okay. All right. So you drag him all the way back over to the Rose building.
Yep. No. We drag him in outside the creamery and
okay.
we throw him in the back of our truck
where right.
we drove over.
Yeah. Okay.
And then right. we drag him.
We got a UPS truck.
right, a painted UPS truck. Hey, if you guys are going past the creamery, player suggestion here. Why don't you grab some Rocky Road?
There is no
they
Rocky
melted
Road.
It all.
All the Rocky
yeah.
Road?
Yeah.
Stop by a store on the way back. Get some Rocky Road.
Come on, Kroger's is open
24 hours. We can stop over there and get a couple of cartons. You know, keep them happy.
Okay. I'm just, dude, I understand. Is that a technology roll?
Maybe a content roll?
No, I'm not going to say it. Not for Rocky Road, and the Kroger's is across the street.
Well, they might be out.
Ooh, that's a good point. Roy.
Yes.
Contact roll.
Okay.
No, that's technology roll. Sorry. Go ahead and do it.
Technology?
Yep. Need a four.
What?
What?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Six.
All right. What happened?
They not only have Rocky Road, they've got the premium select Rocky Road.
Ooh, double churn.
On sale.
No, they've got the creamery, right?
Rocky yeah.
Creamery's Rocky Road.
They got
on sale.
Hand-packed Creamery Rocky Road on sale.
Okay.
Yeah, two for one.
That's right. So you see, what's your character? You're Tommy?
Tommy.
You see Tommy running across the street, you know, with four or five Kroger bags running down the street past Electric Ladyland. And he comes on in.
There's a couple guys out front going, hey, man, can you spare some of this?
Yeah. He comes up the steps. And what do you do?
Put the ice cream in the containment field.
Containment cube.
Oh, that's a good point. I will put the ice cream in the containment cube.
I just want to say that I'm not believing a word of this. You got an actor acting like he's possessed by ghosts. I don't know what kind of joke, kind of prank you guys are playing on me, but I'll believe it when we can see a ghost in the containment cube.
That's good, Joe.
That's really good. Yeah, I like that a lot, actually. That was good okay. crappy logic.
Guy's a thespian.
Okay, so what did you do now? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I'm just calling bonk on the whole performance.
You all brought this guy in to play
okay.
a joke.
You bring an
me.
Actor in to okay. act as though he's possessed by a ghost? Come on.
Okay.
I'm not buying it, guys.
All right.
And the CEO will hear this. Practical.
All right, so
chokery.
You're doing the will save here. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Whatever.
Okay. All right. So Barry is up in the containment field.
No, the ice cream's in the containment
field. The ice cream's in the containment field. Okay. Where's Barry?
Well, he's still sitting in the middle of the room with the net on him. We haven't got him out yet.
Okay.
So we let him out and tell the ghosts that...
I am now speaking to the entities inside of Barry.
Yo, giggle boys.
You don't hear anything.
I prod Barry with my foot.
He's kind of there. Actually, now you're awake.
Where'd they go?
What the hell happened?
Oh, please.
Where are my glasses?
So the entities are eating the ice cream, and I turn the field on trapping.
Go ahead and make your roll.
Okay, technology. What roll am I making?
Technology.
My understanding of paranormal things leads me to realize that they've abandoned him and are in at the Rocky Road as we speak. So it's
go ahead.
Time to turn on the field.
Four. So, an interesting or what does it say?
Humorous or negative
yep.
effect.
So one is up there eating the Rocky Road. But the feedback from the field for the first attack on them and then mm-hmm. trapping him and the quite interesting mind of a thespian.
Thank you.
That was interesting. Anyway.
Hey, don't turn it into something ugly.
Cotton candy.
You don't need to make it ugly. Just
cotton
say
candy
it.
Fluff is always tasty.
Yes. But one of them
are you eating
went
my
up
fluff?
The rocky road. The other one is still wandering around. Actually is trapped inside of Barry because of the electrical currents that he's suffered from this ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
He's not allowing the one to leave Barry's body. But the other one is nicely trapped with all the ice cream.
How come okay, I get screwed by your failed
so,
role?
So at this point, Barry is a split personality. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. You roll with that one, Barry?
I'll roll with that.
Okay.
I'm totally cool with that.
And all what's right. the other entity inside of you say?
I want Rocky Road.
Okay. Joke's over.
Does that become a characteristic? And I'm thinking, maybe the ghost doesn't necessarily come out all the time. But I always crave Rocky Road. And so if that's a complication or ice cream, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wait. With a characteristic, anytime you can tap it in the scene, we get a franchise die.
Don't
limit yourself.
Don't do it right now.
Well, no, I'm thinking what flows from the fiction is that I crave Rocky Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, it can happen. It could be weird. We need to stop at some place, and you're like, I got a craving for Rocky Road. Let's pull over here and get something to eat.
Well, what about the, I get insight from the ghost, though? I don't know how to tie that in, though.
Well, we can work with it.
Ghost infested.
Infected.
Joe,
ghost
what did
infected.
You say?
Can we see the ghost of the cube?
It's got a glass bottom.
Oh, can you?
That was
the light
point.
Turns green.
Yeah.
The light
the trap is clean.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you think?
I think the Rocky Road is
No, this is Joe's.
I've got to see it for my own eyes.
Okay, so what do you think you'd roll to make sure that you can do that? Think that's
because technology because of the cube would
roll. Give me a technology.
A window.
I think it's academics.
Well, hang on. So if he rolls high,
technology.
Well, hang on. Does he
technology to use something?
Yeah,
I think Joe. Right. I think Jeff's got a good point. I think right here.
I mean, so what are we going for? He rolls high and he sees what he wants to see, or
no.
He rolls high and he sees
if he
the
rolls
truth.
High,
he gets to describe
he
it.
He gets to decide what he sees.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. I'm okay.
Yeah. It's not a yes or no. It's if I roll high, I get to describe what's going on.
If you roll badly, the GM decides mm-hmm. what happens.
Academics.
Here
we go with the one dice.
Oh, and he rolls a
what
six.
What do you see, Mr. Skeptic? You describe it. It's your scene.
I see some melty ice cream.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. You have to be open to receive it.
Either the ghost is invisible
to you.
Barry's pulling a whopper of a prank. And the ice cream's just melting away. There's nothing eating the ice cream.
It's dawn.
Yeah, okay. I'm sleepy. Isn't anybody else sleepy?
Bernie hears screeching tires and a bunch of vehicles coming up on the outside.
Oh, we're screwed now.
Okay. Matter of fact, they're coming down the wrong way on Bardstown Road, okay? Yikes. And you look outside, and it's a lot like the Suburbans that you guys saw
Bardstown
before.
Bardstown Road right there is two ways.
I know.
It's
coming down the wrong way, so they're parking right in front.
I can't help myself.
Yeah.
I go over to the extra bags of Rocky Road,
uh-huh.
and I pull one out and
help
start
yourself, buddy.
Just help myself two-fingering
yep.
Rocky Road just right into my mouth.
All right.
Very interesting.
You hear all. You
I'm writing in my notebook about Barry's actions.
But you see all these black, heavy, armored Suburbans roll up.
I don't care what they say. I had nothing to do with her. She said she was 18, and I did not know that there were bath salts in that bag.
It's similar to the ones that you saw the other day with Mr. Simmons. Okay, when he drove up. But
I didn't
there's
say anything.
A lot more of them.
I said nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Guys start piling out. Big guys. All right. Black suits, white shirts, black ties, black sunglasses. It's early in the morning, but that's what they're all wearing. And they all come filing in. And then you see a couple guys that look like military guys coming out, too.
I will eject the ghost round from the shotgun and put in the taser round.
Uh-oh.
I'm just sitting in the middle of the floor eating Rocky Road.
Put in the skull.
Oh, this is so good. Do you all know this is hand-packed? This is delicious.
Put in the skull.
That's what she said.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's so good.
Be honest, this is for posterity.
The marshmallows are so fresh.
Delicious. We could really use our CEO right about now.
Put in the skull round.
You want to kill him?
We don't know what it does.
We don't know what it does.
But this might
about
be
that time. Open the door.
We're not here.
Open Rocky the door.
We're not here.
Rocky Road.
Who is it?
We're not here. I mean, I'm actually now laying on my back with a bucket on my stomach,
buddy,
just dipping it out and eating it. My eyes.
You've got a trail of it leading all the way up.
It's dripping my chest as I've got my eyes closed as I'm eating Rocky Road.
Bernie, you should open the door.
Okay.
We're not open.
We're closed.
Open the door.
Who is it?
Who is it?
The door.
We don't know any doors.
This door's haunted. It's talking to me. Why don't you come back in a few hours when we're open?
Open the door. Now.
I open the
door. If they break any of my equipment, I'll hold you responsible.
I open the door.
I crack the door.
It's still got the chain.
No. They push right on in. The guys.
Ping. Whoa. We need to see some badges.
Physical. Athletics. Right now.
Oh, yeah. I have a zero.
Roll it.
How do I roll a zero?
Into the bank.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh. Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, we got one on the gym.
We got one on the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Hello. Testing.
Five. So the guys are trying to bust in. What happens?
I hold them out of the door, and I say, I need to see a warrant, pig.
Badges.
Wow.
See some badges.
You see a badge. I mean, what's going on here? This is a place of business, man.
A private establishment.
It's a place of business,
You
man.
Need a warrant, dude.
This is a place of business,
So all
man.
Of a sudden.
What are you, the Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You see a guy, he pulls up a badge, and it says EPA. Defense Intelligence Agency,
it's DIA.
What? Is that real?
DIA, yes.
It looks like, man, that looks like something you got out of a box of Cracker Jacks. That ain't real. No one's heard of DIA.
What do you want?
Can we speak with Mr. McQueen?
No.
He's out right now. He's indisposed.
Who's in charge?
I pointed the scientist.
Okay, so now they're still looking through the crack. Okay, they see some guy who looks like he's down. You know, he's got the mad munchies on the floor.
My hand goes up. I'm in charge, man.
Yeah, guy's on a rock.
Here, let me talk to him.
I got this.
I got this. I'll stand up, walk toward the door if you want me to. Wipe it.
Can you please let us in?
Hey.
It's important.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Come on in, man.
So they all file in. Guys in black suits. Yeah, I mean, they all kind of surround, and they are paying particular attention to Barry on the floor.
I'm not on the floor right now. I do have Rocky Road, like,
oh, okay.
All over me.
Okay, yeah.
I was walking toward the door like, hey, man, I'll talk to him. I'm like in this Rocky Road high.
He's got so much Rocky Road smeared
I'm still
on him.
Taking copious notes about his behavior.
And okay. He's got so much Rocky Road smeared all over him. You put a cherry in his navel, it could be a sundae. And
Rocky Road high.
They look up. They look up. Bill, do a technology roll.
Okay. What am I rolling?
Am I being scanned?
No, you're rolling. Who thought of the thing up on the roof? You do a technology roll. Sorry.
Joe?
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. Six. Describe what you see up there in regards to the Rocky Road. Describe what you see in regards to the Rocky Road in the thing upstairs.
In the cube.
It's hard to see anything because the Rocky Road and the electricity from our device
field. Mm-hmm.
Has caused the Rocky Road to melt all over the glass bottom,
mm-hmm.
thus making it very hard to see anything.
On top of it.
Well, from beneath it, from where we are.
From beneath it, okay. When you come in, there's as many are looking at Barry, there's just as many looking up.
And I say, yeah, it's weird skylight. There's a lot of birds up there.
The ones are looking at me.
Yeah.
I go,
is that on?
Hello?
Yeah, you guys just got to get closer. Yeah.
As the ones that are looking at me, I walk over to them as I'm wiping on my face. Go, I'm sorry about my appearance. Hi, Barrymore. Perhaps you've seen some of my work. I noticed that you're. Yes, I've been working here in between jobs.
And at that time,
because I think they're fans.
Yeah. The two military guys come over, and they've got a couple little devices of their own, and they're running it up and down. Very nice. Good.
Thank you.
And that's, I mean, it's getting something off of him.
And I say,
taking notes on
I take
devices.
It from okay. him, and I sign it.
He's got one of those click.
He's got one of those
sharpies.
Those, yeah.
And as they're up there, they're like, okay, and I'll take it and I'll sign it and I'll go to my biggest. What's your name?
Morris.
And I'm trying to persuade them. I want to
do a do a contact.
Okay. A five.
A five. Describe it. Good results. Describe it.
He hands it to me, and he goes, I saw you in that thing. You're that guy who did that thing. You were great.
Werewolves of Palo Alto?
No, you were in that thing where you played that guy.
Who did the other thing?
Who argued with that guy about that thing. And I go, yes, that was me.
What show was it?
Dancing Too Close to the Flame.
It's an off Broadway
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Way yeah, it's off. It's by Pinter, you know, Jack Pinter.
It's by It's a Pinter. Yes. P-I-N-T-O-R. Pinter. Really?
What? It went over your heads, right? Okay.
You didn't take humanities in high school.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I took it in college, but most of it was like, you know, reading a lot of stuff.
Well, I pause.
Uh huh.
And then I hand his stuff back to him. And
oh.
I go, thank you.
Thank you. Now, mind you, when you hand it back, it's sticky.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of, actually, and it gets a little gummed up from all the Rocky Road on my hands.
Okay.
So it sort of throws off the reading.
Okay. But the other one, what's the other one doing, Roy?
And I've signed that. Oh.
There you go.
Well, I've taken them both. So
okay.
I mean, I've gummed them up a little
Yeah, you've
bit.
Gummed them up a little.
And the one guy, hey, you're that guy in that thing that I saw like a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
That was great. You were great in that.
We love it.
Okay. So this guy runs the stress test or whatever test it is over him. All these other guys are beside you.
You want some Rocky Road?
All these other guys are looking up. And about the time you look up, you see the Rocky Road in there. You don't see footprints.
Aww.
You see like a snow writes. Angel. And, I mean, it's, you know how when you do a snow angel, you kind of do it, you know, nice and even. No, there's one hand over here, and there's another hand over there. And it's just kind of lolling around. And then one of the guys in the black suit says, who's in charge of this particular device?
That would be me. Look at that. It's never done that before.
Turn it off.
Whoa. You can't turn that off.
Do not have a ghost. Turn it off.
If it's empty, there's no point in turning it off, is there?
That's not a
it's
ghost
not
containment unit. That is
empty.
Where we keep our Rocky Road.
I know. We have more. Turn it off.
I will not be held responsible for turning off this device.
I can't.
Less turning off our containment device.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do that.
Why?
Because we've been funded a very large amount of money.
Would you like to meet Mr.
on.
Simmons?
We don't have the key.
We've already met Mr. Simmons.
We've already met him.
I understand that.
Lovely
He's
man.
Outside.
Well, bring him in. He's the one that hired us.
He talks into his wrist again, and all of a sudden Mr. Simmons. Fellas.
Dude, there's your ghost.
You got him.
Turn two, we did.
Where's the other one?
In there.
I'm still busy talking to the other two guys. It's like, yeah, it was really difficult, you know, getting into that role because I, you know, I had to play like my own father and it was.
And Bethany would never brush her teeth.
It was tough. And yeah, man, you don't know what goes on back there. I mean, she hated mine.
Myron looks at you and says, dude, just turn it off.
What's going on here, Myron?
You wanted us to catch it. We caught it.
I didn't think you'd catch him. Well, but you got them both.
One way or another.
That's what you wanted. What's the problem?
Yeah, I thought they would get to you, but I mean, you guys have done what you needed to do. I appreciate it. I mean, that's y'all right on, man.
Right on,
right
man.
Right on.
I'll go there and flip the switch.
No!
So this will guarantee
roll
our
technology
funding,
roll,
right?
Or wait.
No.
Well, wait, no.
He's flipped the switch.
If he doesn't want him to, is there like an opposed or anything? Is there a mechanic
no,
for that?
No, it's whoever says it.
Five.
Ugh. Five. What do you do?
Describe the result and gain one franchise die. I walk straight over there. I push past Bernie, thump him with my shoulder a little bit, and flip the switch down.
Okay.
Turn it off.
And you all are standing underneath it, right?
Yeah, they
are. You are now covered in Rocky Road.
Awesome! I'm like, oh, it's a Rocky Road rain storm. And I stand there, I hold my arms out.
So at this point,
you are paying for the dry cleaning, bud.
Rocky Road.
At this point, all that stuff drops and it flops all over you.
Awesome.
And then you kind of, Myron sits there and goes,
everybody's covered in Rocky Road. Right?
Yeah.
Except me.
And he goes, get up. Get up. You know you weren't supposed to have gotten caught. Dude, they got us. And you see stand up this small little creature who's covered in Rocky Road. Okay? And all he's doing is he's scooping it up. And he's trying to eat it as much as he can. He's pulling.
I'm doing the same
thing. Yes, you are. And he's scooping it up, and that's all he's doing.
Taking notes.
Go ahead and give me an academics roll.
How many dice have we
Paranormal
got?
Paranormal encyclopedia?
We're up
tons.
To,
yeah, you've got tons. You've 30. Easily got it. Because, I mean, you've all gotten sixes on stuff.
I know.
Six.
Six.
32.
Okay.
32.
So you take notes on this, and you see all this happening. What are you doing? What are you writing down? What's going through your head?
Well, at this point, it's clear that these are not ghosts. These
okay.
are gremlins.
Gremlins.
Yep.
Okay.
Aha!
And so, what do you say that out loud?
Ooh, gremlins. Really? Ooh, very interesting.
And
it's not a gremlin, it's a pinto.
And Myron looks straight over at you and says, have it you know.
It is my job.
Myron, are these gremlins friends of yours?
These, look, since you all have passed the test, these are not ghosts. I don't know if there are any ghosts, but I know that these guys have been playing tricks on people for a long time. They escaped from Area 51. We call them gremlins, you might call them aliens.
Oh, what?
That's what you might call.
Now, is that your character? Or is that
that's
you?
Both. That's both me and Bernie saying that.
Oh, that's horse.
And so he says, these guys love Rocky Road. And the downside of it is that most gremlins don't get over the age of 16, what we consider to be 16 years old. Now, Rocky Road might be good to you, but it actually functions the same way that
cocaine.
Pot does. So that's why your fella over here absolutely loves him. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know if he's coming out of here.
You can go ahead and take him back with you if you want.
Yeah, He just started today.
What if this is it?
The CEO. I'll be honest. The CEO's not here, man. So I'm pretty sure that the paperwork hadn't even pushed through.
You're in charge.
We just cut him right
You're
now.
In charge now then, right?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm in charge right now.
Hey, Myron.
Give me a contact roll.
Myron, wait, you got any like Fritos, man?
Hold on.
Bill's the COO. He's in charge.
No.
I just made a statement.
Yeah.
I just made a statement. That's all.
Contact. Use the right amount of dice.
One.
Okay.
Three.
Not great.
The GM decides your fate, but you may be given a chance to suggest a single positive, albeit minor, effect.
We're going to take this gremlin with us, the one that's standing there in front of you.
And the other one?
No.
And the other one?
No.
Since you released him, you have to, he's now your responsibility.
Yeah.
But, and the other one.
That will give me a chance to study him. It's excellent.
If you want this funding, since you're in charge now.
Yeah.
We need the funding.
We need the funding. I tell you what, I accept that offer if we sign over guardianship to the dock. If we sign over guardianship to the dock.
Of the gremlin?
Yes.
Yes, but that's not going to take care of the adult male that's here.
Well, we can slap him around as we need to. I was going to anyways.
That's fine. I can do that.
So basically what you're saying is the doctor is responsible.
Yeah.
The doctor's responsible for the gremlin and you. Yeah.
When you go nuts,
I dig it. Yeah.
He was suggesting it. He was wanting to study you, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't overstep it.
I'm okay with that. So the gremlin's a part of you, but not all of you.
All right, and I've got that written down as Cave Hill Gremlin.
Gremlin. Like I said, I mean, that's about it unless you guys want to tie anything else up. There's not much. Like I said, I mean, you can expand this out and go on more, but that's about it.
Sounds good to me.
I like this system. This is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of what are you going to do?
It's a good palate cleanser. I mean, mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more failures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You've been here last week.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen more failures, too. But, yeah.
Well, we got the one on the end.
Yeah.
So, my question...
Actually, even our failures were more just fair results. We didn't get really, really...
Yeah, you didn't get any ones.
No. We haven't done the wrap-up yet, but this is basically the entire...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can do the wrap-up now. I mean, we got time, right?
What's the wrap-up?
I don't know.
This is fun.
The wrap up is that anybody has you can actually take a vacation to get some of the specifics back.
How long does a vacation have to be?
It depends. Hold on, I'll tell you.
Do we get any kind of benefit from the extra money?
I mean, it actually goes into the bank, that kind of thing.
Woof.
Now you get 14. You don't get 35 like you've got. You get 14. 14.
So the 14 goes in the bank.
Yep.
Doug, do you have that written down?
Yeah, I thought there was something about spending the extras to recover from stress.
Yeah. When does...
Yeah, I like to expand our operation and study the gremlins, and maybe we can weaponize them, sell them to the military.
What gremlins?
Have some Rocky Road.
Yeah, nothing new.
No, I mean, Bernie doesn't believe in the gremlins, right?
I mean, I saw a gremlin today, or I saw a creature that resembles a
gremlin. Oh, it was just a little person covered in Rocky Road. You didn't see what they actually looked like.
Okay, so we don't actually earn more than...
When they invaded, they snuck somebody up there.
I don't know what I saw.
Okay, the vacation is...
I think maybe it's just exhaustion.
59.
But hey, we got paid. That's the main thing.
Vacation.
Yeah, money's real.
Okay, how many skill dice did you lose, Jeff?
One.
Okay. Your agent is out of work for one day. Hey, he went home early.
Okay.
Okay. Doug?
I lost two.
Two? 3 days. He took a long weekend. So I don't think anybody lost more than
I lost one from two skills.
Yeah, so you lost two total. So long weekend.
Same here.
Long weekend. You didn't lose any.
I didn't lose any.
Okay. I don't think, and I know Jason didn't. And I didn't use stress probably as much as I should have.
I think that would make a big difference, though.
Yeah, it will. And
because it would reduce the number of dice people rolling in the number of sixes that would dip into the bank.
Right. We burned through everything except for our bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you had most of that burned through when I walked in the door.
Yeah, we didn't realize that, though.
We didn't realize it at the time.
It would have been a lot more puckering last week if we understood that.
Yeah, because they were just pulling them out. So, yeah.
All right, so we have 14 dice. How do you want to split them up in the bank?
That gives a total of 17.
Well, we already have three in the bank.
That's what I mean. We got the 14 that we just earned plus the three in the bank.
Right. Mm-hmm. The three in the bank we can't take out, but the other 14.
Can we add to the three in the bank?
Sure. Yeah.
Four. Well,
essentially,
five,
what you want to do is you want to add to the bank is what you want to do.
Because that can be spent on anything.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Just put it in the bank.
Four, and then all the rest in the bank.
When you use a bank die, though, if you roll
bad, you actually can take.
If you roll a one on that die,
yeah.
You clean out the bank.
Okay.
So you
five in the rest.
So we don't want a whole lot of dice in the bank.
So yeah, you do.
Five in everything, and then the extra two goes into the no. We only got 14, didn't we?
We only got 14.
Four, and then
four,
the extra
four and two.
Yeah.
As far as this goes, we can come back to this anytime we want.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whether we, I mean, for a one or two night thing.
That's really cool.
That's what we can do. We can come back to it at any time.
Kind of like Tommy. Mm-hmm. I like kind of like all the characters. Yeah. I mean, I like Bernie. I like the doctor.
I love that you have a gremlin in you. I certainly did not plan for that, but that was real neat.
That was fun.
Now, I will tell you where the ice cream thing came from.
You were hungry when you wrote this?
No. I have a certain uncle of a very close cousin of mine who is his dad.
That would make him your cousin.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, he's my very closest cousin. Okay. So his dad sat there and told us one time that in Roswell, New Mexico, they sell more strawberry ice cream than they do any other flavor of ice cream. And they have figured out that's because the aliens that have landed there like strawberry ice cream. Now, this is said with all seriousness. This was not a joke.
Quit laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, put on your scientist hat.
That in exchange, for strawberry ice cream, they were giving us technology like computer chips.
Microwave ovens
and Velcro and all that
Slinkies?
Other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That means I'm an alien.
Yes. If you love strawberry ice cream, he says, so always watch out for people with strawberry ice cream.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, Bill.
Yeah, doesn't it?
So, strawberry ice cream. It was going to be strawberry ice cream until Jason said, it's Rocky Road.
And so much good came out of it, though.
Yeah, well, we had the Rocky Road, we had the nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do now? What's the, we do a wrap up, or is that?
We just did.
Is that it?
It was the vacation, yep. Yeah, and that's it. Figure out where your dice are going.
Great. Everybody gets to go home early or take a long weekend, and I'm stuck here with that.
Cleaning up the Rocky Road.
Yeah, you're cleaning up the mess. Mm-hmm.
I twisted my ankle, and I am hungry.
So
when we play again, do we re-roll new equipment? Are we expanding the company?
You can. You've got a little bit more money. You can do a little, but your level of technology is not going to go up.
Yeah.
So
we established a level when we started. Cool.
So yeah, this is primarily a player driven game. So unless you start rolling poorly. At which point I will screw you horribly.
Yay. Apparently your myth started in 1988 from the show UFO Cover Up Live.
Yep. See?
Yes.
See? Did you look up strawberry ice cream? And that was about the time that I heard it from him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back to the game for a second.
Yep.
Did we leave it?
Yeah, no. We don't have to place all the dice.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Are you reading? Yeah, I just
okay, read. Thank you.
They can't be used until the end of the next story, but they give you a little padding for the next goal.
Okay.
So right now we have 10. We'd have to get 20 franchise dice to win the next mission.
Okay.
If we didn't put all of them in the cards and stuff, we wouldn't have those to spend, but they'd be on the plus side for our next goal.
Okay.
So we could keep out.
If we took one out, we'd have to get 18, but we have one already.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So, yeah.
You can roll it to the next game. We only have 10. Toward the next game. Is that what you're saying? You can roll it to the next game to give you sort of a head start?
Yeah.
You can't roll it, but.
Ha, 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 ha.
Doug, what he's saying is after we took out for the.
Right.
Okay, you got it all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you look confused for a second.
No, I said we only have 10. I thought you said we'd need. We need 20 for next time.
We would need 20.
We have 10 in our.
We would need 20 for completion of the next mission.
Unless we take one out.
Yeah. Right.
And hold on to it.
Yep.
Great. So what do you think, Jeff? You only played one night.
I would like to see more failures.
Yeah.
To see how that works out. Yeah. I mean, not, you know. But, no, I enjoyed it. I like the open-endedness. I like being able to, you know, I love games where I could, as a player, I could.
Create
crap. Yeah. I'm big. Yeah, I enjoy it. I wouldn't mind playing another couple of games. It feels like Fiasco almost in that way, but it seems like a nice cross between Fiasco and,
Fade
or something. Yeah, I mean, it's where, the players get to drive it and get to put some stuff out there. And that's a lot of fun, you know, especially as a GM, it seems like it'd be a lot of fun mm-hmm. to run. You know, you basically get a script, your format or what you want, mm-hmm. your arc, and your players get to jump in and screw with it and stuff. And, mm-hmm. and it's probably fun for you to go, oh, mm-hmm. well, I didn't expect that. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I like that a lot.
I like it. I like any story game, though. It's,
all right, so everyone liked it. We had a good time.
We did.
Yeah.
Everybody say good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
We know now that we did mess up a few rules, and like I said earlier, particularly the aiding another rule. But I think you can say we love this game by the fact that we wanted to keep playing even after we accrued enough dice to complete the mission. This is a great palate-cleansing game. It's a lot of fun. It's freewheeling. Everyone gets a chance to get some input. It's a lot of fun. We really have two more inspector sessions before jumping into Torchbearer. At least that's our plan. Things change and we all have stuff we have to take care of. Now, leave us some feedback. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com. Find us on Facebook and you can always give us a call. Our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song was not Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Inspectors is copyright 2002-2003 Memento Mori Theatrics.